Show is brought to you by an amendment to the, I guess, the Constitution of the United States, that freedom of speech, that sticky little thing that's there, the Good Day program, February 28th. Jennifer's here. Richie is here. The art and science of embracing America and people listening around the world at DougStephan.com. We are increasingly popular among professionals. Interesting report I'm going to get to about who's listening to the radio and why they're listening.
Professional what?
We're professional boobcasters.
Oh, that's okay.
What we are.
Good.
On the Good Day program. Last night at the Oscar, best actor, Colin Firth. Nobody's surprised
Colin.
By that.
Colin.
Him too. Nobody's surprised by that. I thought his acceptance speech was warm. I think he's a very likable character.
Yeah. And he's so hot.
Is he?
That's
hot?
Yeah. I think he's just a...
Colin
is
hot.
Yeah, so says you. Anyway, this is what he had to say when he got the award.
My deepest thanks to the Academy. I'm afraid I have to warn you that I'm experiencing stirrings. Some in the upper abdominals, which are threatening to form themselves into dance moves, which, joyous as they may be for me, it would be extremely problematic if they make it to my legs before I get off stage. To the Anglo-Italian, American, Canadian access which makes up my family, and Livia for putting up with my fleeting delusions of royalty, and who I hold responsible for this and for really everything that's good that's happened since I met her. Now, if you'll all excuse me, I have some impulses I have to tend to backstage.
So cute.
Wow. Yeah, nicely done. Just a good, there are some good things in them. Yeah, some lousy things. And I guess maybe that's what makes up this kind of a show. 800-510-8255. If you have any opinions, if you watched it. The poll today at DougStephan.com asks, of the 10 movies that were up for Best Picture last night, how many have you seen? All 10 is A. 7 or more is B. C, about half of them. D, a couple. E, 1. F, none. I think I went through them and I had seen 7 of them, or 7 of them. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's sort of the last end of things. Although I'm I love the movies. I love to go to the movies. There are some movies. I have this spirit in me that wants to see this foolish Nicolas Cage movie about driving fast, although I'm thinking it's going to be the same thing as Gone in 60 Seconds that he did about 10 years ago with Robert Duvall and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, that was good.
That kind of flick I like because Delroy Lindo.
Just waste time, it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. You get off of the wheel. Tony and I went to see Adam Sandler on Friday afternoon and Jennifer Aniston.
Wasn't any good?
It was. It was just a great, as Richie just put, the thought is you go to the movies. I go to the movies to just zone out.
Relax.
And and Tony wanted to see this, and she's not a fan of either because she thought that Adam Sandler, as Richie has said many times here, just kind of a, and I've said it,
he does the same movie, but he does it
well. Does the same movie over and over and over again.
And he's able to read the template, and it works.
It works. And Aniston was as good as I've seen her, very likable. And Nicole Kidman is in this movie, and you look at her a couple, and looking at her a couple of times, thinking, wait a minute, and Tony said to me, is that Nicole Kidman? And at first you don't think it is, and then you realize when she takes off her hat that it is.
Nicole, that forehead coming out at you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The forehead gets it
looking
away.
At that forehead, and it was really
look at the size of that forehead.
But she was. I mean, you wouldn't. As Jennifer just said, why would she be in a silly Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, you know, that's like Natalie Portman being in that movie with Ashton Kutcher. They want to show that they can do different things. They want to have a little bit of fun.
Right.
It's an easy trip to Hawaii, which they should probably spend a week or 10 days there at this great hotel. I stayed at that hotel. I wish I could remember the name of it. But it's just that is just a warm, fun, good feel that you get. And what the heck is wrong with all these stupid critics who say, oh, my God, this is a terrible movie, and nobody's going to go see it, or you ought not to waste your time.
It's like if you don't walk away with changing your life or something like that, they bash
it. Go away with
it. I want to just have a little fun.
Self-important, narcissistic BS. What, Luigi?
Who gets invited back next year to host?
The show,
I don't know if they're going to get invited
Anne Hathaway.
Back.
I mean, Billy Crystal had a nice moment or two.
He did very well. And that Bob Hope thing was cool.
It was very well
really
done.
Cool.
That was
really
cool. That was very nicely done.
And it just goes to prove he was as funny back then as anybody can be now.
Yep. And I wish they'd had a few excerpts when
Oscar
Carson
Nider,
did it.
As it's known at my house, Passover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
And you've heard it a thousand times.
Of course.
It's still funny.
But it's funny. It really is. And those are the good things. And we have to put up with that obnoxious Charlie Sheen. More of that stuff. I've gotten a lot of Facebook comments about unions because one of the things that people are talking about that is not equated with Charlie Sheen or the Oscars, the union thing in Wisconsin and how it has spread to other areas and how it will continue to spread. And I've said this before and I will say it pretty regularly as far as my read on this issue has nothing to do with busting the unions. Has nothing to do with whether there are the confusion of unions in the public sector and the private sector. All this has to do, and the only thing that I sound like Limbaugh, that you ought to focus on is the corruption that comes at the hands of individuals, corporations, unions, you name it, who falsely influence election results. They want to get their people in so they can get the payoff. That's what it is. The teachers' union. Public unions have been paid off, paid off, paid off, and paid off. Sound like maybe that would be a new company in New York. Mad off, and pay off, and pay off. that's what's happened. And you and I are taking it in the chops, whether you belong to a union or you don't. You're getting it in the neck from these people who are screwing. I don't blame the unions. I blame the politicians. Who roll over, they take the money, and then they roll over and say yes, 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 yes to all their demands. There's no bargaining going on here. It's a giveaway, as is exemplified when you pay your property tax bill. Look at how much you're paying for the retirement. In Framingham, Massachusetts, where I live, there is an unfunded $33 million pension problem with a bunch of school bus drivers who have been working for the town for 40-some-odd years, and nobody ever realized... Oh, these guys are starting to retire. How much are they getting? For driving a school bus. Not that that's not an important thing to do, but some of these people are getting 80, 85% of what they made driving a school bus for 20 years. How does that mean? I can't do that. Can you? Nobody can. And that's what I'm saying about all. That's what the abuse is here. That's what the real problem is. Anyway, Tony says there was a time when unions helped people. Now they cause more harm than good. Again, most people are not separating the public employee unions from the private sector unions, which is something that has to be done at the beginning to really understand the issues, in my opinion. Michael writes on Facebook, the unions have outlived their usefulness. They just suck the life out of companies and their members. Again, not addressing the real problem of the unions in the public sector. Diane has told us that unions, quote, have killed us. Trust me, in earlier days they helped, but now they're killing the USA. And Frank says he was a union member for 25 years. I enjoy my pension very much. Thank you. Well, you know, what
you're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, pal. But if you're working for a private company, all right, that's fine. That's good. Perfect. But the UAW is different than the... Asks me, what's it called?
Asks me. It's
American Society
Federation
of State and
of
Local.
State, community,
yeah. Right.
Local.
There's
municipal.
No reason for them to exist. Anybody who's in those unions, you can be angry at me all you want. Sorry. It's not right. It's just not right. Okay. So enough on that. 800-510-8255. Your message for me may be as you would like it to be. Libya, not much to say about what's going on there other than Mrs. Clinton and the president demanding Gaddafi step down. Yes, it's that.
And Gaddafi's answer to that is put $400 in everybody's bank account and say everything's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What a ploy. Here's $400.
Yeah, right.
Sorry about all this.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how people around the world think?
Politicians.
Yep. 16 there. By the way, they're the same.
Uh-huh.
At the $400 he's putting in the pocket of the people over there,
yep.
What's different from what the unions are getting and people who work for the municipal powers that be?
Yeah.
They're putting $400 in your pocket so you can vote for them the next time around so they can put another $400.
Mm.
And you're serving your own self-interest. However, the sad thing is it's not in the best interest of the greater population, the greater good not being served by all this. And that's part of the lesson that needs to be learned here, I think, anyway. 16 and change after on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit fellows.com.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
All right, our thought for the day today, there are two kinds of people who never amount to much. Those who cannot do what they are told, and those who can do nothing else. Would you like to have me repeat that?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
There are two kinds of people who never amount to much. Those who cannot do what they are told, and those who can do nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
And it fits extraordinarily well into our discussion of unions and the reality that people have under the circumstances. They, people need to be led. Peter Greenberg along in a few minutes, our travel guy. If there's one thing that can derail the trip, it's bad weather. We got a lot of it around the country today. So if you got a trip schedule, maybe you ought to listen in, see if Peter's got some good ideas to help you through it. 21 after on Good Day.
Who Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Store near you.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
See if she does it right.
Gave proof through the
banner
night.
Stand by.
That our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
No. She gets an F. Emmy Rossum. Who is she, anyway?
She's an actress.
Is she? Sang it wrong. She gets an F.
You like Banner, right?
She sang Banner, and that's not how you sing it. You sing it, ban one note.
The object is to not sound like a sheep.
Exactly, Richie. That's a very good analogy. Thank you for making it. So she's an actress. What show is she in?
I don't know what show. She's in a lot of different things.
Really? She sang the national anthem at the NASCAR race yesterday. I don't know her. Never heard of her. But for those of you who thought the only thing going on this weekend were the Oscars, nope, another big NASCAR weekend.
Look at her. Why don't I know who she is?
Yeah, see?
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah. So we get away from Anne Hathaway and all the other things that have been...
You know what else blew my mind last night, though?
What's that, Richie?
That when they were doing the theme songs for the movies.
Yes.
And they would have the people come out and perform them, like Randy Newman did the one for Toy Story.
Yeah.
Chuck! From Chuck.
Yeah, he can really sing, can he?
Came out, and I'm like,
what's
Zachary
the guy's name?
Levi.
What's his name?
Zachary Levi?
Yeah, Levi. Right. And Mandy Moore. And I forget what movie it was. But they come out and sing, and I'm like, that's Chuck.
For Tangled, for the cartoon.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Generally speaking, it was a pretty good show. Let's see what Chucker says about it in a half hour or so from now. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know that all pilots on international flights must speak English? Yes. Regardless of their country of origin?
I did not.
And one of the reasons, I was talking to an American Airlines pilot on Friday night when I flew home, and he had been flying to the Caribbean and down into South America, but he stopped and came back to flying domestic because he says it's too confusing, especially in the middle of the night. If you're going into these areas like Sao Paulo, the English is so bad. And the air traffic controllers in these countries are, the English is so broken, many times the pilots cannot understand what they're saying. And he used as an example that 757, American 757, that crashed into the side of a mountain in Peru because the pilot couldn't understand what the heck the air traffic controllers were telling him.
Wow.
Okay, that's scary.
So he says more and more pilots are just saying, I'm not going to go down there. It's too scary. So the younger pilots that can fly a 757 or a 767, the less experienced pilots are flying those routes. They're making money, but they're exposing themselves apparently to some risky behavior. So,
wow.
That was an interesting story, in fact. Okay, here's our info quiz, the 2020 info quiz. You ready?
Ready.
Bring it.
This is something used extensively in genetic research called the Drosophila melanogaster. Drosophila melanogaster, Drosophila. Drosophila, is that how you pronounce it, maybe? Drosophila melanogaster. It's more commonly known as, this is stuff from science, this is an object being researched genetically. What is it? The sea urchin, the fruit fly, the zebrafish, or the pea plant? Drosophila melanogaster is the official name for the sea urchin, the fruit fly, the zebrafish, or the pea plant. Which one? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If there's one thing that can derail a trip, it's bad weather. But the good news is that there are plenty of resources out there to help you anticipate weather-related problems. The key to smart traveling is knowing how the weather affects your trip. The website and mobile app FlightStats doesn't just track flight status. It actually gives you information about weather delays at specific airports. And if you're about to hit the road, head to Weather Underground's website. They've got a road trip planner that outlines the predicted weather along your specific route. The old standby weather.com has also evolved quite a bit. Not only does it give you information about weather, but it also provides details on the marine forecast for boaters, along with surfing and skiing conditions. And speaking of skiing, you may also want to check out WeatherBug's ski condition page. It lists resorts worldwide with information like how much new snow has dropped and how many lifts are actually open on any particular day. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at TravelGuard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by TravelGuard. See your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from TravelGuard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Radio in the focus here, the Good Day program. Yeah, it's on the radio. A lot of radio stations choose to involve themselves in what we do here and therefore engage you. It's part of what's going on. John Tesh refers to it as intelligence on the radio, I think. Isn't that how he refers to the things that he does on his program?
I haven't tuned in to the Tesh show.
No, confession time. Never heard it before.
Yeah, me either, actually.
Confession time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard it.
Time, I mean, ever.
Oh, you've confessed to not ever hearing. It's a good show. It's a good radio program. He's a good guy, and he does a good job hosting that.
He's
brings lots of information. Yeah, lots of good information. We're going to talk about that in a minute. That's one of my passions. Is in
John
some
Tesh?
Way, shape, or form.
John Tesh is your passion?
Really? I might be interested in Connie Selig, the woman he's married to, but I have a passion for knowledge and information, and I think you can tell that listening to me. I can be silly and foolish and be serious, and you know, that's everybody has different sides to all of the various personality quirks that we all have. Some of us are a little more quirky than others, and maybe that makes us a little more entertaining, I don't know, or a little more interesting to listen to, but by the same token, I think that it is. I don't know if it's my. I think it's my job. I think
you are definitely the quirky of the three of us. Jen and I are pretty.
Yeah, I'm a quirky
level-headed sort,
and that's probably one of the reasons, if I'm honest with myself, that I work on the radio because I'm not like everybody else, and
that's
I think
right.
that people don't want to listen. The radio programs that do the best, and I say this, hopefully not sounding self-serving, the programs that have the longevity, that have the staying power, that are successful are hosted by people or interesting characters, whether they're local shows
takes.
Or national shows, have interesting takes on the reality of the world.
Yep.
Limbaugh is a pretty good example of that. I think Jerry Doyle is a pretty good interesting.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is. I think Phil Hendry is to a point. I don't think he's as good as he used to be, but I think he's good.
But Doyle is...
He's funny.
I've had the privilege of hanging out with him.
Yeah, you had a couple of beers with him, yeah.
Oh, a lot of beers. And
he's a big drinker. Oh, my God.
He is about one of the funniest people I've ever met. I mean, he's a good guy.
He's funny because when he shows up to the big conferences and everybody's in a suit, this guy's in a dirty T-shirt.
Yeah, right.
Every time.
He's a hoot.
Yeah, let's talk a little more about radio in a minute. Got an interesting survey out today. Dr. Ken will join us also in about 10 minutes here on Good Day. In the meantime, I've asked in the info quiz for you to identify Drosophila I pronounced it better the first time.
It's bad when you can't even say it.
First, you melanogaster. Drosophila melanogaster.
Anyway, it's something being extensively researched now for genetic purposes, and so I'm wondering if you knew what its common name was. How do we know? Drosophila melanogaster.
And then, Doug, the bonus question?
Yes, Rich.
What does Drosophila melanogaster stand for? What's the derivation of that word?
I'm sure as you try to stumble through derivation of the word.
And we'll if you don't understand what's going on, call us. Call us, and I'll send you a prize.
Call John Tesh, and he's got information for your life. This is information for your life as well. All right, so is it a sea urchin, a fruit fly, a zebrafish, or a pea plant? Phil, listening at WABB in Mobile, Alabama. Hello, Phil. Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you.
Are you a researcher? Do you have a degree? Are you working in some university someplace?
No, I'm a lawyer.
A lawyer?
We won't hold it against you.
Wait a minute. That's what this is, though. These guys, this particular species is also known as a lawyer. No, that's not true. All right. Anyway, so, Phil, what kind of law do you practice, by the way?
I practice good law.
Well, that's good.
He is a lawyer.
Okay. I'm glad I asked that question. Really, this guy's not only a lawyer, but he's a comedian.
Yeah. And going to be a politician.
Right, exactly. All right. So, anyway, Phil, what do we know Drosophila melanogaster more commonly as?
The fruit fly.
It is a fruit fly. That is correct. How did you know that?
I remember it from college. Yeah, I took a genetics class, and they had those fruit flies.
Help me understand how taking a genetics class would help you become a lawyer.
Well, it was a required course.
Really? What school did you go to?
The University of South Alabama.
Huh. And it was required to take that course, so you had English and math and some kind of science. So this was the required science course that you. It was a botany course? Might have been a botany course, I suppose.
I don't remember. It was just some kind of biology course.
Isn't it amazing that with all of that stuff that you learned, how long ago did you go to college?
Over 30 years ago.
And you remember this. I'm very impressed, actually. Drosophila melanogaster, you remember it as a fruit fly. That is from 30 years ago. That's pretty astounding, actually. Was it associated with some date you had one night? Is that why I remember? What's the story with that?
I don't know. I remember going to a lab, and they had these fruit flies there with red eyes, little red eyes.
Yeah.
And
those beady little red eyes.
Right.
All right. Well, you've done yourself proud. And I hope that you enjoy. You probably aren't interested in going skiing down there, so we'll take care of you with some Doug Steffen good stuff, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Nice to hear from you. This is Phil, the lawyer in Mobile, Alabama.
Drosophila melanogaster is Greek for dark-bellied dew lover.
I dated one of those.
You probably know that.
Intimate friend, lover, dark-colored is how it translates.
All right. Why do people listen to the radio?
Why?
There are a lot of reasons.
Entertainment, information.
Yep. The folks at one of the big research outfits in Washington have just done a web-based research project speaking to 21,000 listeners in 43 different states across the country. Variety of questions about the radio and why you're listening to the radio. Much of this comes about as Jennifer and I were quipping earlier. It's snowing. I'm on the farm for a couple of days here in Massachusetts, and it's snowing this morning. And Jennifer said it snowed a little bit in L.A. County over the weekend, which is pretty interesting. But there have been so many bad storms. So much havoc has been wrought on our nation with all the snow fall and the high winds and the ice storms and the traffic disasters and the difficult conditions for most people around much of the country. What this survey points out, among other things, is that radio in difficult moments has still maintained. And I know this sounds really self-serving, but I found this to be pretty interesting because all of these guys are on Pandora and Stitcher and you name whatever the new technology of the day or the week or the month is. And they all will tell you, the idiot that runs Pandora says, we're going to put radio out of business. What a moron to say something like that. People have been saying that since television was invented.
I like Pandora, but let me tell you something. I listen to Pandora for about an hour a week. I listen to radio for about five.
Right. Well, you're in radio. But I will be the first to tell you.
No, I'm in my car.
Yeah.
That's when I listen to the radio.
Well, I do too, as a matter of fact. And I find myself, depending on where I am, radio in L.A. is good. Radio in Boston, not good.
Not in
radio in L.A., there are good talks. There are variety. Great. I find myself listening to all the talk stations there. Uh-huh. And I find myself listening to four or five music stations that do it very well. And so it's in markets like Los Angeles, and Boston's, the 11th or 12th largest market in the country. So they ought to have some good variety here. But they don't learn from what everybody else is doing, which is kind of sad. But at any rate, the point I'm trying to make is that this week, all these storms have aggregated the piles of snow all over the place. I mean, we have still 3 feet of snow on the ground here. And the snow is just towering over all kinds of bankings and against the stone walls. There's no place to put it. And I looked at how much time many of these areas in the country have been without power, internet, no television, no newspaper, no cell coverage, no lines of communication to the outside world, except for the people who have a set of batteries and a radio. And that's what people have gone back to, the battery-operated radios, sleet, hail, snow, all of that stuff, the old cornball expression about the post office getting through. People always find the radio, the simple stuff. And so I am really proud to be a part of this. The teams of radio people on the individual stations that carry this program, whether it be in the morning, the midday, the afternoon, or the evening, and those who listen online at DougStephan.com and download the stories that we have to tell. It's just kind of neat that through all of this cold and ice and this lousy weather, that the moments that define us here are the service that we provide and the connection that we provide. And so the other thing that has come about as a result of this survey is the intelligence of people and what they're listening to. And I know this sounds lousy, but it's part of the study. And I mean, it sounds lousy to some and maybe not to others. 8 out of 10 people who listen to this program have either a college degree or they have some college experience. And I know that because they picked out some of the top shows in terms of what Talkers Magazine has listed as the top programs. But I also found fascinating the focus people have on public radio. And one of the reasons this was done is because there's a move afoot to kill the funding in the Congress of the United States for public radio. And I believe that we ought to kill the financing. But this self-serving part of the survey suggests that, you know, people, if they didn't have public radio, they would go away from the radio, or they wouldn't have enough to listen to, or they wouldn't have a choice. All of those things are probably true. The one thing about this that is not true is that you need public financing of public radio in order to make it work. Public financing can be defined in any number of ways, mostly the begathons that you hear on the radio or you watch on television. That's where they get most of their money, or from grants from some of these big either corporations.
Well, I would disagree with you one point. They don't need it.
Need what?
The public money.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
What do you mean?
One difference is the public radio needs public financing. They don't need it.
No, I didn't say that at all. I said just the opposite. Or if I did say that, that isn't what my point is. It's just the opposite of that.
They don't need it at all.
It doesn't need any
public. It's good stuff.
They need to run their stations more efficiently like the private sector does.
Yeah.
And they can still produce the great programming that they do. And so I listen to public radio, frankly, more often, especially when it comes to talk, than I listen to the commercial stations. Because at least I find a little bit of variety there. And I kind of have fun making fun of Robert Siegel and some of the other arrogant so-and-sos that are on shows like All Things Considered. I mean, he's an arrogant blowhard. But it's interesting. I sit in the rain. I make fun of him. I'm Robert Siegel on NPR. I don't know if it sounds good or not, but It's
funny.
It's just, okay, but anyway, you get the point. Radio's not dying, it's not dead, but when the people come around knocking on your door for money for PBS, you don't have to give it to them, they'll still be there. 14 before the hour. Something else that's reliable is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, his appearance up next here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program here at 13 before the hour, brought to you by the folks who bring you MetaFast pretzel sticks.
Yum.
Among other things.
I just finished my cheese puffs, my Parmesan puffs, just a few minutes ago.
Now, those,
I
had
apple
those
cinnamon pretzels. Mm.
I ate those across the country, Richie. Bob and I did.
Yeah.
And we liked them.
Good stuff.
Yeah, they're not bad at all. They're great.
Also, the MetaFast meals, you can choose 5 meals from over 70 different delicious MetaFast choices every day. They have shakes and soups. I had their chicken soup last night. Stews, chilies, oatmeal.
The stew's good.
And scrambled eggs. Good. I had their pancakes yesterday morning.
The chocolate chip pancakes.
Fruit drinks, iced tea, hot beverages, puddings, and all of these snacks. So we're not talking about stuff that's horrible to eat. We're talking about stuff that's fun to eat. And with their simple plan, using it every day, you lose the weight. Richie's right on schedule. Lost about 20 pounds in the first month. Jennifer's right on schedule. And because it's called MetaFast, it is very attractive to medical folks like Dr. Ken, who has said he thinks this is the way to lose weight. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Ken, but that's pretty much what you said, right?
Exactly. Listeners, listen up. The doctors, they're talking to you about medications for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes. Nobody's happy with their waist size. You want to avoid these medications. MetaFast is the solution. This is the diet that works. This is the diet that tens of thousands of my colleagues, physicians across the country are advocating for you to lose the weight. It's a healthy lifestyle, and you'll keep it off.
MetaFastKen.com is a vibrant online community of real people like you who are losing weight and finding a healthier lifestyle. MetaFastKen.com also entitles you when you use it, when you sign up for the MetaFast plan, to $50 off the cost of the product. So lose that weight, be healthy, take Dr. Ken's advice, MetaFast at MetaFastKen.com, and enter in DRKEN for the $50 off at MetaFastKen.com. All right. Women, young women especially, who get a lot of migraines, what's the news on them, Ken, today?
Breaking news this morning from the medical journal Headache, Doug. Girls at a young age who have migraine headaches, as they get older, predictably are going to gain weight. So you need to be even more careful about it. We don't understand why. It may be due to changes in hormones. But again, here's where MetaFast may be helpful.
Yeah, MetaFast is good there. Speaking of eating, breastfeeding from a diabetic mom, interesting results of that study, Ken.
Diabetes Care Journal again this morning. We know that women who get diabetes during pregnancy, and there is a subgroup who don't have diabetes until they're pregnant, the hormones in their body then that are produced, more insulin, make the baby grow larger. So it's the diabetic women during pregnancy who have the largest babies. These babies often tend to be obese later on. We learned that if you breastfeed them up to 6 months, you might prevent this diabetes during pregnancy from producing obesity.
All right, lots of interesting information. Go to Dr. Ken's website, drkenshow.com, which you can access by going to dougsteffen.com. See Ken's picture there as a contributor. Click on that and help yourself to the info. Dr. Ken on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This is that song that I loved, Richie. I never heard this before. From Toy Story 3. This won the Oscar last night for Best Original Song from the movie Toy Story 3. Randy Newman, We Belong Together. This is so cool. Come on, Richie, crank it up. Gotta save this, keep it around. He's a guy who doesn't sound at all like he looks either, I don't think. You?
No. He looks like a very small Ebert.
Yeah. But listen to this song. How can you not like this song? What's the matter with you? I love this song. That's a new theme song for Good Day. Really? I want you to put this in the rotation region.
Where does he mention the words good and day?
I don't care. It's We Belong Together. What's wrong with that? We all belong together. We're all together.
Like shamalamalama, the devil.
Whatever. Yeah.
Here's my thing with Randy Newman. He doesn't sing. Here he's singing, but most of his stuff is like, we belong to...
He speaks. It's a good, fun... Chucker, save me on this, will you, please?
That would be a nice theme for the show. And I got to say, Randy Newman was one of the few highlights of the broadcast. His acceptance speech, he brought a sense of humor, and it made me laugh. I thought he did a good job with his speech. But,
yeah.
You know... The show itself, I don't know what to say. I always come on every year and always try to find the high point, the positive note. I know it's a very long show, but it does have its moments. I thought after the opening take segment with Hathaway and Franco involved in the
show.
That was cute?
That was cool. Did you think that was good?
I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. But the problem is when they came on live, I blame the producers. I thought they gave them almost no material whatsoever to work with.
Yeah.
There was no monologue, which I think is a drastic mistake in the Oscars. You got to have a much longer type monologue.
Yeah.
After that, I thought the show sort of hit a giant thud. It never really recovered. And this is my biggest problem with it. You have Billy Crystal. I knew Friday that he was going to come out. It was leaked on the website Deadline. Hollywood Daily, which is Nikki Fink's website, and you got Billy Crystal coming out at the two-hour mark, and the audience stands up and cheers, basically almost as an SOS to Billy, please
begging
save
him?
The show.
Yeah.
And It's nothing. It was a big thud. Nothing real. No, I didn't think anything worked. I thought of all the Oscar telecasts I've seen since I was a kid, it was one of the worst.
I don't
blame Anne Hathaway, who I think has a ton of energy, but James Franco,
Chucker,
was out of his element.
Two words.
Work. Yeah.
Uma, Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe was it worse than that?
I think next year they got to go back to a comic to host the show.
Although Hugh Jackman was good, and he's not a comic.
He did a good job, but I still think you need a comic.
I thought Alec Baldwin and Stephen and...
I liked them.
What do you call it? Last year, yeah, Steve Martin, I thought they did a good job.
But they're two comics, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. They were good.
You have, at least this is my opinion, you have to have at least somebody who has the ability to tell some sort of... make you laugh, tell a joke, and it didn't go that.
Right, so, what did you think of the winners? There was no excitement. The King's Speech.
There was no surprises whatsoever. The best part probably was the last 10 minutes. I thought Jeff Rich did a really good job.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock did a great job. Honoring the five nominees. There's no school old Hollywood left. No, Jack Nicholson doesn't sit in the front row.
Yeah.
Anymore. I certainly missed that. But, Russell Brand, I thought he was a good, he was funny when he came out. There were a few light, bright spots, but, I hate to, dance on, somebody's funeral, but it was just, from a viewer at home, I just thought it was a very...
There were a couple of moments when, what's-his-face's grandmother got up and said, I saw Marky Mark, that was kind of cute.
That was good. I thought Melissa Leo... dropping the F-bomb.
What a ridiculous waste of time she is. She was horrible.
I just want to bring up, she won every award leading up to the Oscars. How could you be so shocked?
She was shocked.
Plus the speech was rambling. It went on and on.
Stupid.
It was not focused in it.
She was too stupid.
My line to Doug and Jennifer Chucker was that she'll get nominated for that performance in next year's Oscars.
Yeah. Right.
And Kirk Douglas, bringing him on was great, but bringing him on to present the best supporting
actress.
From a producer's point of view, I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Chuck, could go for another 10 minutes on this.
I know.
All right, Chuck Curry.
Next year's host of the Oscars.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You and I can do it together, Chucker, next year.
Thank you for letting me vent.
You're welcome. That's fine. I'm glad to be helpful. We don't want you to turn out like Charlie Sheen. 59 after on Good Day.